It's good to be back with you for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. In the second of a series of segments on what people are doing for retirement in various age categories, we're going to turn now to the 30-somethings. You may remember we covered the 20-somethings in a previous program. This time, we're going to talk about the 30-somethings. And as always, Catherine Collinson of the Transamerica Institute is here with us to share some insights into the Institute's 16th annual survey of more than 4,500 workers across the United States. Now, Catherine, the 30-somethings are an interesting group because they're well into their career, or at least are now getting some momentum, perhaps bought their first home, perhaps looking at marriage or having their first child. What are they doing about retirement? And isn't it getting more difficult, in fact, to take money, put it away, when they're taking on greater obligations?
Our research found that 30-somethings are actually doing quite well. As you mentioned, their careers are underway. Most say they've recovered from the recession or are well along in their recovery. 3 out of 4 say they are saving for retirement. And one thing that's particularly encouraging, among those that are participating in a 401k or similar plan, an impressive 30% are saving more than 10% of their annual pay.
That's really impressive and hopeful. They figured out that what they're doing now will matter in 30, 40 years down the road.
Simply put, they have become habitual savers.
Now, again, it always comes down to what do you put away, how much do you need? Are they really setting themselves up for a very comfortable latter years?
Whereas they're doing a great job on saving, not so much on planning. What we find is most consider themselves do-it-yourselfers in terms of either doing their own research or seeking advice about their retirement investments. In fact, more than 80%. And yet almost as many say they don't know as much as they should about retirement investing. And half have guessed at how much they need to save instead of doing a calculation.
As we pointed out in previous segments, there's no reason to guess. In fact, there are any number of terrific online tools and apps available that can help you calculate what you'll need for retirement based on any number of factors, your current income and growth of income over the years, as well as obligations, liabilities, and way of life that you expect to have. So we want to encourage all listeners to know your need and know what you think you'll need going forward. Any final tips for these 30-somethings? What should they be doing that they're not already doing as well as they are?
Start building a plan. And remember that saving and planning is as much a journey as it is a destination, because over the coming years, our own personal facts and circumstances change, not to mention economic changes that'll happen along the way as well. So having a robust plan can really help them achieve their goals, just knowing that they're going to have to update it along the way.
Well, well done to all those 30-somethings out there that are doing the right thing. And for those of you who are not yet saving, as you should, it's never too late to start. We'll come back to this and more topics in the future. Catherine, thanks as always for the insights you and the Transamerica Institute provide here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.